friends and new listeners, and welcome to The Sound of Faith. I'm Sharon Otts, and I'm glad you joined us today for this special holiday message, Hanukkah and Christmas versus Krampus. That's right, we all know about the miracle of Hanukkah and the incarnation of Christmas, but are you aware of the demonic darkness that is invading the sanctity of the gospel story, mocking the birth of Messiah with evil glee? This is the pagan god Krampus, and he could be coming to a town near you.
Now, I brought this morning. I was already thinking about ministering on Hanukkah, but then I thought, well, I've done it before. But when I saw this paper yesterday, I said, that's it. That's it. Friday's paper, the Baltimore Sun. I know all of you can't see this, but I'll let a few folks see it. Okay? I walk over here, and now you have to speak up loud. What do you see?
A devil.
A devil. You see a devil? What do you see when I open up the main story? Some more devils. Yeah, you see the devil?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You see this? Let me come over here and show a few folks. How many can see that two-horned, ugly-looking devil? And there's a Christmas tree behind his head. See that? And then you open it up to get the rest of the story. See? Yeah. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole church. And there's the main stories. On the front, we got this devil. Let me go over here and show these folks a few things. Amen. Amen. This is the front page on the weekend magazine of the Baltimore Sun. Amen. Here's the front page. And he had an ugly looking thing. And he's got all his little demons with him, his posse of demons. Amen. Yeah. We'll show a few people over on this end. Notice the Christmas tree behind his head. All right. So when I saw this, man, I tell you. Let me tell you what it says on the front page. How to celebrate the holidays without you know who. How to celebrate the holidays without you know who. So I'm just going to throw this out there. Who do you think you know who is? How many think it's Jesus? Well, you're wrong. You say, what? Here's the thing. It's not Jesus. It's how to celebrate the holidays without Santa Claus. And you say, well, I don't get it. Well, let me take you through it. First, they got rid of Jesus. For the last several years, they got rid of Jesus. You can't have no manger in the public square. Kids cannot have anything to do with shepherds, wise men, Jesus in school. They can't sing Silent Night, O Little Town of Bethlehem. They got rid of Jesus already now for years. How many know that? You can't do anything about Jesus in public buildings, public squares, anything. You can't do anything about Jesus. So they got rid of Jesus first. That was the first thing they did, was get rid of Jesus. But hey, Santa Claus was still cool. Santa Claus was still okay. But now they want to get rid of Santa Claus. See, that's how the devil works. They got rid of Jesus, but Santa Claus was still okay. Somebody gave my grandson, Braden, a snow globe, and inside of it was Santa Claus driving a car. And he's fascinated because it's a snow globe. That's what's fascinating him. And he brought it to the house to show it to me. And he says, that's that Christmas guy. That's what he calls Santa Claus, that Christmas guy. I'm showing you guys this so some of you can see over here while I'm just making small talk. So they got rid of Jesus, and now they want to get rid of Santa Claus. And you're saying, well, what are you talking about? Well, this guy is a two-horned, half-demon, half-goat god. And his name is Krampus. K-R-A-M-P-U-S. Krampus. He's a cloven foot half demon with horns and a forked tongue. In 2013, a movie came out about him, Krampus. And then in 2015, a sequel came out. And again in 2017, another sequel came out. His name goes back to pre-Germanic times. There was a pagan god by that name. And the name Krampus in German means claws. You know, not C-L-A-U-S, that's a German spelling, but what we think of as claws. So basically, someone said in this article, I'm now quoting the article, it is Halloween meets Christmas. You see, Satan is not happy with owning Halloween, which, by the way, has now escalated to this. People spend almost as much money on Halloween as they do Christmas. He's not happy with his demons and death on his Halloween holiday. Now he wants to hijack Christmas and make it evil while calling it fun. I'm quoting, Krampus' mission is not to reward children for being good, but to punish those who aren't. And so the idea is banking children that are bad instead of Santa bringing gifts to those that are good. This guy here's got tattoos all over him, and the one says season's beatings, meaning you beat the kids. The other one is the little bummer boy. And there's a bunch of other things which I won't go into. So here's the point. These movies came out, and they are gradually hijacking Christmas for everybody who hates Christmas, anti-Christmas, anti-Jesus, and now anti-Santa Claus, which we now see Santa Claus as being totally secular. Amen? As Christians, we don't see him as a religious figure. We see him as a secular figure. He's a nice guy. There's nothing wrong with him. The original Saint Nick was a good guy. What we don't like is how that he's taken Jesus' place. That's what we are upset about. Amen? And so that's why we are stand up against Santa Claus, because of the fact that he supplanted the Son of God. But now they want to get rid of Santa Claus because he's still a good guy. And they want it to be evil. We live in the day when they call good evil and evil good. Isaiah 5:20 says, amen? So now they want to supplant Christmas with Krampus. And you say, well, Sister Sharon, I'm glad you told me about that. I never heard of it before I saw this. I didn't know there was 3 movies out about Krampus. I didn't know anything about it. When I saw this, I was like, what in the world is this about? Amen. And you say, what has that got to do with us? Well, I'll tell you what it's got. If you read in here, it's telling you how that yesterday, Saturday, and today, Sunday, you can go to the East Point Mall, and they're hosting a Christmas-themed haunted house called Bennett's Curse, where you can meet the evil Krampus in the mall. Instead of Santa Claus, we got Krampus. Amen. And you can meet him there and all his demons. Those of you got to see up close all these demons. And not only that, how many of you are familiar with the neighborhood in Baltimore called Hamden, where on 34th Street, the whole street is lit up with lights and people come from far and near to see it? How many know that? Well, yesterday and today, you can dress up like Krampus. Dress up like a demon. Just go, let your imagination go crazy. Dress up like a demon and walk through the neighborhood of Hamden up and down the streets and come to the 34th Street as you walk around with everybody dressed like that and singing Krampus carols. Krampus carols. Which I went online to see what the lyrics are, and I'm not even going to tell you what they are. They're diabolical, and they sing them to the tune of such songs as Silent Night with diabolical lyrics. Amen? And here's what they say in here. It's a party, a family party. I'm quoting, a party, a family party. Now, there are some people that'll say, oh, it's just satire. It's just satire done in fun. Is it? Is it really? It mocks Christians. It mocks Christian beliefs. Amen. And it glorifies Satan. I'll tell you who's laughing. I'll tell you who thinks it's funny. The demons of hell are laughing. They think it's funny. Amen. They're laughing at how gullible people are because they're ignorant of the truth or they reject the truth. And when you reject the truth, the lie comes in. They're laughing at Christians who are lukewarm and half-baked, and their light is dim, and almost down to a flicker. They're laughing at them because they look at that and say, oh, well, you know, it's just satire. Amen? They're laughing at those who have become godless and antichrist in this nation of America that once was called a city set on a hill. And we just read what Jesus said, a city set on a hill cannot be hid. Amen? Because they have a light that goes out. Can you imagine it's come right here to Baltimore City? You know what? I say this. I don't live in Baltimore City. I live in the county. But honestly, Baltimore City, don't you have enough problems? Isn't there enough problems in Baltimore City that you don't have to invite the devil to come into your neighborhood and dress up like a demon and sing diabolical carols? Don't you have enough problems in Baltimore that you don't have a whole display in one of your malls at Christmas time to invite demons to come in? I mean, we're already number one on the murders of the cities in America. We're number one. And what happened to that precious woman last week is absolutely heartbreaking. A godly woman trying to help someone that she thought needed to feed their baby. There was no reason why that man had to stab her in her chest, whether he got the wallet or didn't get the wallet to do that. That shows you people that are turned over to the devil after she already gave money. And then the woman actually said, God bless you, as they took off running. Now, I have to think that that woman, I'm going to assume, was terribly sorry that that man stabbed her and realized the woman was stabbed and probably thought, God help you. But she had to get out of there because she was part of the con game. Amen? I think Baltimore has enough problems without inviting demons at Christmas time and call it family fun. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm almost done. I got a couple of minutes. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 4. But you, brethren, and let me add, but you, sistren and brethren, are not in darkness, that day, the day of the Lord, should overtake you as a thief. You are the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night. We are not of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. We need to be sober and realize these things are evil. And Satan is taking greater and greater increments of our religious freedoms away from us. Amen? Amen. Let's flip over to Ephesians 5 and 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Reprove them. See, these seeker-friendly churches don't believe in reproving darkness and sin. For it is a shame even to speak of the things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he says, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Amen. The Holy Spirit is telling us you need to awake. You need to realize these things are going on. Amen. And stand up for truth. Stand up for righteousness. Rejoice when you see someone shining the light. Rejoice and stand with them. Amen. And when you see evil and darkness, you reprove them. You have to reprove them, because if you don't, their blood is going to be on your hands. You're going to stand before the Lord with blood on your hands because you failed to tell them. Amen. And if America continues to slide into debauchery like she is, the time could very well come what we call night, when we will not be able to preach the gospel freely. We'll not be able, amen, when things like this are growing and people think it's funny and cute that the Baltimore Sun, that paper vexes my soul as it is. But I'm old school and I like to read the newspaper. I like to do the crosswords too. Amen. I mean, they're always pushing liberalism. They're always pushing anyone with liberalism. But this absolutely is reproachful. Amen. But I'm going to let my light shine. How about you? Come on, if you're going to let your light shine, let's everyone stand on our feet. Amen. I want to be a Holy Ghost Maccabee. Amen. What about you? And God will give you that supernatural anointing and that supernatural oil, and you will shine for the Lord. If there's anyone here this morning that you're in need of prayer, perhaps you're sick in your body and you want me to pray with you or for you, come on up and we'll pray with you. Amen. As we dismiss the service, is there anyone that needs prayer today? We're going to join together hands where we are and agree for these people. Father, we lift these saints of God up to you that are going through a dark place right now in the natural, but we know that they can feel the support of the everlasting arms of our eternal God, who is an eternal refuge. And we pray that they will also feel the prayers of the saints, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, as we come boldly before the throne of grace right now in the name of Jesus. And we ask for another touch in Pam's body. We ask you, Lord, that you will heal her quickly. And we take authority against the cancer that has come against her. We rebuke that cancer. We command every cell to die. We send the glory of God, the healing power of Jesus Christ into her body to bring life where there has been disease. Bring healing and health and wholeness in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for saving our brother Ronald McDougal, that before he leaves this world, we know that he will be in your arms when you send your angels to take him, Lord. We know that he'll be with you and we'll see him again. And we ask you to comfort Michelle and the family and give them the grace, Lord, as they go through these hours. And Lord, we send the word. If you've got a loved one or someone that you know of that's heavy on your heart, I'm going to say a couple of names. You say names. Lord, I send the word to Neil Lash. Lord, I send the word to Gail Williams Hillis. The enemy has attacked their body with cancer. If you know someone who's been attacked with cancer, let's pray for them right now. We ask you, Lord, that you let the healing power of Jesus Christ rise up strong in their bodies. I take authority over this cancer. I command every cell to be eradicated and cast out. The Father didn't plant it. Be it rooted up and cast out in Jesus' name. And let new healthy cells replace them. And let health and strength come into their bodies. In Jesus' name, we believe it. And let the church say, amen. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. What a truly eye-opening word of the Lord. Hanukkah and Christmas versus Krampus. The miracle of Hanukkah is a warning to all Christians what can happen if we allow political liberalism and evangelistic inclusivism put out the light of gospel truth. It is also an inspiration to rally us to stand against the infiltration of godlessness and paganism in America. When you take a stand for God, He will stand with you and for you. The Maccabees' cry was, "Who is like you, O Lord, among the mighty?" And God intervened to chase the enemy out of Jerusalem. The incarnation of the Son of God is why we celebrate Christmas. It's not just a particular day on the calendar, but the miracle of redemption when the Word of God became flesh and dwelt amongst us. But not only has this holiday been secularized by the world, snuffing out every inference to Jesus Christ, it is now becoming demonized by a new generation of atheistic scorners who have defiled Christmas into a Halloween theme, even changing lyrics of holy carols into profane mockery. And their god is a two-horned half-goat demon named Krampus, meaning claws, a sinister alter ego of Santa Claus. He is neither jolly nor nice, but evil. And it is dubbed fun, family fun. But make no mistake, it glorifies Satan and advances his agenda. To order Hanukkah and Christmas versus Krampus, send a minimum love gift of $10. Request SK203 to Sound of Faith, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, or shop at our e-store at soundoffaith.org. But to order Hanukkah and Christmas versus Krampus, send your love gift of $10 or more to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203, and request offer SK203. And if you appreciate this ministry and the messages we air, please tuck in an extra year-end gift to help us maintain Sound of Faith Radio. Thank you. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.